This is Ozarks at Large. One of Springdale's best-known public servants died this week. Walter Turnbow was 95. The list of boards, commissions, and projects Turnbow was a part of is long, and the people he had an impact on are many. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with a couple of them, and she has this remembrance.
It's unlikely Walter Turnbow's name will be forgotten anytime soon. He's the namesake of a park in downtown Springdale and an elementary school on Haberton Road. His name is on the boardroom at the Beaver Water District offices and on the office building of Springdale Water Utilities. The people who knew him say those are a testament to his life of public service and the things that mattered to him most.
I think he just had a real understanding of what the future could hold. I think he could see the future better than anybody I've ever met.
That's Perry Webb, the president and CEO of the Springdale Chamber of Commerce. Webb says he met Turnbow 25 years ago when he got that job.
And I think it was the second day I was on the job, he called that morning and he said, "I want to go to lunch with you." And it became very apparent during lunch that Walter Turnbow had some very strong opinions about this community, the future of this community, the direction of this community, the issues and the challenges of Springdale. And I learned that he was dead on with his thoughts, and history has proven him right.
Turnbow was born in 1924 in Russellville. He graduated from Bentonville High in 1942 and then attended the University of Arkansas, where he got a degree in accounting. In 2014, he told Talk Business and Politics he ran out of money with a semester to go, so he started working for the steel canning company in Springdale. Turnbow worked his way up to president and then went on to become CEO of First State Bank of Springdale in 1977. Webb says Turnbow's belief in a good education drove him to serve as chairman of both the Springdale School Board and the State Board of Education.
And he was a firm believer that education was the key to everything. And so he was dedicated. I remember Walter saying one time, "You know, the reason that the Springdale schools are excellent is because the business community," and he's looking at himself when he said that, "but the business community has demanded excellence from our schools."
And Webb says Turnbow was involved in Springdale's business community and economic development well into his 90s.
We meet here in this office every Thursday morning. There's a group of community leaders that get together here at the chamber. He was a very vital part of that group. And the mayor and I would get, I wouldn't use the word assaulted, but we would get put on the spot every Thursday with questions that Walter had thought about since last Thursday.
Webb says one of the last major developments in the city that Turnbow was able to be a part of was the revitalization of downtown.
If you go back and look at recent developments downtown, Walter Turnbow Park, the opening up of Spring Creek, he was the first proponent I ever heard talk about that. And so on his 90th birthday, it all worked out and timing is everything, but on his 90th birthday, he actually had control of the track hoe that reached up and started tearing down the facade on the buildings that were taken out. And so he's been not only strategically involved, he's been physically involved in the revitalization of downtown.
Chris Weiser, the owner of JV Manufacturing in Springdale, says it makes him happy to know that Turnbow got to see the start of the changes downtown before he passed away.
I grew up in Springdale, so I used to play in that creek, and then it was boxed in because of flooding. Now it's open back up, and it's just that water and the park are a wonderful testament to Walter, because he really enjoyed the open space.
Weiser says Turnbow also cared about water and Springdale's access to it.
I don't think the people of Arkansas, the people of Northwest Arkansas, and particularly the people of Springdale, know how their lives have been touched by Walter.
Weiser says he first met Turnbow when JV Manufacturing was doing business with First State Bank. Turnbow then convinced him to join the Springdale Water and Sewer Commission, which he now chairs.
From there, he got me into trouble with the Beaver Water District. So I'm now vice chair of the Beaver Water District. He was instrumental in the growth of Beaver Water District. If there weren't water, there would not be people in Northwest Arkansas. You've got to start there.
When Weiser says Turnbow was instrumental to the Beaver Water District, he means Turnbow was a founding director and pioneered the formation of the organization nearly 70 years ago while he was working for Joe Steele of the Steele Canning Company. The canning operation, which at the time was one of the largest in the state, needed more water than Springdale could provide.
And this was back in the 50s, and Joe and others in the community of Springdale went to Washington, got the law changed to allow Beaver Dam to be built. Originally, only water projects that would prevent damage from flooding were allowed. So that the change to the law was flooding and or economic impact.
Perry Webb says Turnbow also went on to leave his mark on Springdale's water utility as chairman of the Water and Sewer Commission.
One of the things that Springdale has over the other communities in Northwest Arkansas has been over the last 40 years a very profitable water utility and has the lowest rates and has the lowest amount of debt. And I mean, it's just well managed. And those practices were put in place. Now, Walter had an accounting background and a banking background, and he understood things like funding depreciation.
Chris Weiser explains what that means.
So when you buy a piece of equipment, someday it's going to run out. So we funded the life. We would fund the life of that product in a reserve fund. So that reserve fund would grow through the years. So we've been able to, because of his leadership and procedures and policies that he set, we've been able to fund depreciation here in Springdale. We've been able to stay ahead of growth.
Turnbow also served as a member of the Springdale Industrial Commission, Public Facilities Board, Community Care Foundation, and the Northwest Arkansas Council. Webb says it's just who he was.
He served in his church. He served in the Art Center of the Ozarks. I mean, he was a broad-based volunteer. And none of these jobs, as far as I know, none of these jobs ever paid him a penny. And so it was actually a love and a degree of being a servant to the community is what drove him to do these things.
Webb says Turnbow was also full of advice and opinions that were often sought out by others and sometimes given out freely.
And then sometimes he would change his mind when he heard about some things in the background that maybe he wasn't aware of. And he was open-minded in that way. But generally, when Walter spoke, we listened pretty hard.
Webb credits Turnbow with encouraging the Chamber of Commerce to be more politically active when it needed to be.
That was advice that many years ago Walter gave to me, that if things need to occur in this community politically, and if the Chamber's the only organization that can get it done, then you have an obligation to engage and get it done.
Webb says it's why the Chamber took a stance on issues like school millage increases or building a minor league ballpark, and will continue to do so as other issues come up in the future.
You know, Walter was a lifelong Democrat. You probably didn't know that in this part of the country, because he was more moderate than liberal, I would say. But he was a lifetime Democrat, and he understood there's a place for government to help people. And there's a place for the community to help people. And I think he was very adamant about that.
Turnbow was also adamant about getting others involved in the community if he felt they had the right set of skills. Chris Weiser knows that all too well.
Part of what I learned in that community service piece was how to be a good steward of the community's money and how to just be involved in the community and try to make a difference.
Webb says Turnbow might be gone, but the knowledge and passion for public service he passed on to others will stay in the community.
Going forward, I think we'll always have the memory, if you want to call it that, or the recollection of the conversations we've had. We'll know what Walter thought. And I've kind of, over the last few days, I've kind of personally taken that on as I'm going to always be the one that makes the Walter test and see what the Turnbow test, I guess would be a better term, to see how would Mr. Turnbow have thought about it and what would his reaction have been. And I'll bet that'll continue to steer us for many years.
Turnbow is survived by his wife, Clara, two daughters, a granddaughter, and two great-grandchildren. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
The Springdale Veterans Memorial Organization will open a design competition this fall for a Veterans Memorial in Springdale. The memorial will be on the grounds of the current J.B. Hunt Park. The competition is open to amateur and professional designers, and the design competition will launch October 1st at 6 p.m. at the Art Center of the Ozarks. Judges for the competition will be at that launch. Registration forms and more information about the design competition will be posted October 1st at the Springdale Veterans Memorial Organization website.